I'm J.P. Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Farrah & Farrah. The Jags fall 20-9 to the Carolina Panthers in Week 1. A game recap after this.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farrah, at 396-5555. Or go to farrahandfarrah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back. And that's a fact. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
The Jaguars fell 20-9 to the Panthers in Week 1 at Everbank Field, and a Blake Bortles interception returned for a touchdown by Carolina's Josh Norman opened a 17-9 Panthers lead, and the Jags' offense couldn't find much momentum in the opening week loss. Bortles threw for a touchdown on the two-minute drive to end the first half, but he also threw two picks and was sacked five times, and the Jags finished 3 of 12 on third down. On defense, linebacker Paul Posluszny got his 12th career interception back in the second quarter, but the Panthers' three offensive scoring drives each lasted 12 plays or more, and they wore down the Jaguars' D. Jags kicker Jason Myers made a 22-yarder, but missed from 44 yards, and also missed an extra point in his Jaguars' debut. The Jags face the Dolphins Sunday at 4:05. For tickets, visit the official team website, jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm J.P. Shadrick.